Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And if that statement seems extra believable today, maybe that's because the iHeartRadio Awards recently named us Best Fiction Podcast. So excuse me while I eat a lemon wedge from the enormous edible arrangement I ordered for myself that spells out you were right. And believe me, it takes a lot of lemons, olives, and turnips to spell that out. But then the humiliation of your doubters never fails to be delicious. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon, now in our 10th year. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, for the last 10 years and 2 weeks by my buddy, my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Okay, just walk over here and put my legs back inside the cake and jump out of the cake. Hey,
oh,
baby.
Hey.
Hey.
You kind of ruined that cake, which is too bad.
Well, I'm sure Usador can magic it back together, but Arnie, I thought 10 years, 10 tiers. It's a 10-tier cake.
It is a very big cake.
Yeah. Thought I'd pop out of it. Sorry for the bikini.
You don't need to apologize for the bikini.
Okay. Would it be naughty and fun if I took some of this icing and, like, booped it on your nose or something?
Yeah, it might be.
Cake pie.
Ow, my eye.
Oh, shit. God. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
What is in this icing? It stings so much.
Oh, it's glass. It makes...
Oh, God.
The baker says glass makes it sort of pop.
My eye is bleeding.
Quick, introduce Usador. Here's Usador.
Where is Usador?
Where is Usador?
I return from her week's worth of soul searching and going through various tomes and grimoires.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. Did you say stole searching or soul searching?
Soul searching.
Sean, it wasn't just me. It sounded like stole searching, didn't it?
Arnie, don't you want him to cure your
what
eye?
What the hell happened to your eye?
My eye is fucked up, man.
Fine. Fa-shahu, shahar, shahu, am-man-bidi-bi-wimber.
Whoa, he fixed the cake.
And now for your eye. At-ka-la-ka-ta-ar-ta-ka-la-me.
Well, you just magically put an eye patch over my eye, which...
Yeah, that'll help.
That's something. I mean, that's a new look for a little while.
So much a more aggressive spell than the cake spell.
I know.
And Chunt, I'll cure your bikini. Veratu ka tuti funduha.
Ooh, now it's not ripped anymore. My nips aren't showing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Usador, I'm so sorry. You were stole searching?
Oh, sorry. Let me go back to the door. I've just returned from my travels. For the past week, I've been doing some soul searching, going through dungeons looking for mystical gems.
He definitely said soul.
Searching that, through.
This time, yeah.
Yeah.
Tombs. It was fun. I love how you store. We don't capture on Mike a lot. He always comes through the door with like a. Hey, Arnie. Hey, sir.
He comes in. He's got a real noises off energy. Like, he comes in and out of that door like fast.
Sometimes you wonder what the podcast would be like if you flip the whole thing around and watch from the outside.
Actually, you, sir, why don't you cast noises off on Arnie and I, and you can finish your sentence.
Yeah, that's fair.
All it is to say that for the last week, I have been thinking, pondering, considering, those who are scriveners for kings, and the kings themselves have not come to our aid. And I find myself turning my back on the monarchy.
Whoa.
What a radical idea.
Whoa, noises on. That's insane. Whoa. Yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder if their goddess's given right to rule over us is not well deserved.
Wait a minute. Arnie, I didn't even notice this because it blends in and fits so well. It's so form-fitting. Usador, are you wearing a blue leather robe?
That's right. I'm a rebel now.
Wow.
Arnie, it's just that with all the villains beginning to disappear too, no one helping us, lending us aid against this war, this inevitable wizard war, the animals still warring with one another, I come to find it is the time that great beings, men, women, children, animals of all sorts, must stand up and fight for what they believe in.
Fuck yeah.
Regardless of how they may be part of some ruling structure or not. Sorry, Chunt, you were...
Fuck yeah. So, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
sorry,
fuck yes.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes. Whoa, and Arnie, look out the window. Whoa, Grimhoof has, like, two handlebars sticking out of his head, and he has wheels instead of legs.
Whoa. And also, yes. I should have mentioned this earlier, Usador's head's on fire.
You're smoking. Whoa, fuck yeah.
That's right. I put on this mask, and now I'm smoking.
And you got a big chain. You're like whipping a chain around.
Yes.
That's not all Usador's about to do.
Oh. Who said that? Who said that? Where's that? What? What the fuck?
Slime ball to the feet.
Oh, whoa.
Slime balls to both wrists.
Arnie, I'm stuck against the wall.
Holy I'd shit. Know those slime balls anywhere. Is
Arnie.
This?
And now that I have you right where I slimed you, it's time to finish the job with this normal crossbow. Hang on.
Wait. Hang on.
No, you hang on.
No, hang on a second.
Hang on.
You threw those slime balls at me, and I did not say, I don't know.
Hang on. No, wait. Everyone,
hang
on.
That's the rule.
Everyone, hang on.
No, you can't do that on a podcast.
Arnie, it's me, Nicholas Fump. Arnie, can you?
Fump.
I need your head.
Yeah.
I need your. You,
sure, sure.
I need
yeah,
your strong arms.
Yeah.
I need you to lock this crossbow for
I'm
me.
I'm so impressed that you recognize me with this eye patch. This is my new look.
I would recognize that kind eye from anywhere.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just going to wipe off this slime and sit at the table.
You leave that slime where it is. I'm not done with you.
No, I left it on the wall. It's fine.
Oh, damn.
Nicholas, would you care for an ale or perhaps some mozzarella wands?
No. Nicholas, you've spent the last 2 years getting your nerve and the appropriate accoutrement to take down Usador, and you will not miss your shot. But first, I got to lock this freaking crossbow.
Right, last time you were here, you were angry at Usador because he had cursed you in the past for a really long time.
Yes.
And you wanted your revenge on him. And so are you back to get more revenge on Usador?
I am back to get my revenge on Usador, but here's the thing. I came to the Wanderlust for a different reason. And I look over and y'all are recording a podcast, and I thought, now's the time. Today's the day.
Yeah, last time we saw you, we were in a different tavern. We were in the Strange Familiar, I think. This is our new tavern.
No, that's the thing. This is my tavern. Oh. This is my tavern. I found this place first. I went on my quest to kill my wizard. And in my travels, I found a place that I called home. And so I've been here every Wednesday night from about, 8 to 10. This is my spot.
Oh, we must just missed you every Wednesday.
We're usually not. Wednesdays is like one of the few times in the week that we're usually not here. We're doing charity work.
Charity work?
I turn into a swan on Wednesdays to entertain children.
And Arnie and I, we kind of have to mop up all the swan shit.
Yeah.
Sounds like the swan is doing more shitting than entertaining.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. No one has summed up Usador better.
No, here's the thing. I do, because you guys do that on Tuesdays, and on Wednesdays, I got to tell you, you're not doing a great job cleaning up the shit, because when I do have my ale, I'm usually plugging the nose.
Smart. Yeah. Also smart to attack us while we're doing the podcast, because, buddy, if there's ever a time when a man is most vulnerable, it's when he's recording a podcast.
Sure.
Nicholas, would you like some help cocking that crossbow? I can't watch this anymore.
Nicholas, do not let your mortal enemy cock your own crossbow.
Is he talking to a different Nicholas, or is he psyching himself up?
I think he's psyching himself up.
Nicholas, you got this. You can do this. You've been training for the day that you're going to crossbow this guy right in the eye.
Okay, I just gave myself a high five. I hate that.
Sounds like he's going to aim for your eye, Usador. Heads up.
Who's going to crossbow Usador? You're going to crossbow Usador. Said who? You. Go.
Catchy.
I got it.
Usador caught it with his hand.
For the love of food!
Usador, though, you shouldn't be so blasé about this. I mean, fair, one of the things that's changed since the last time we saw Nicholas Fump is that you're not immortal now.
Yeah, but I can still take a shit ton of damage.
I guess so.
You know how many hit points I have?
40? 50?
Up, way up.
51?
Up.
But you know what? If you ask a guy...
I'm talking to Chunt.
Usador has 98.
98,
whoa.
That's right.
I know that because I've been inquiring from every person that I've been traveling with about the whereabouts of Usador the Blue and his supposed hit point count. Mm. And it's very hard to find.
It's not something you really, flash about to people for the most part, except I just did just now.
Although, isn't it true, usually when a guy says how many hit points he has, it's usually half as much?
For a while, I thought that Usador had 3,000 hit points, and I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Well, yeah, that would be absurd,
They say Wilt Chambermaid had, I think, 3,000 hit points.
Wow.
Yeah.
At that point, that's not a healthy amount of hit points.
No, you're doing yourself a disservice. Yeah.
I think they said to have that many hit points, he would have had to have start magic when he was 14 or something. Insane where it's like, I don't want to hear this.
Would you like your crossbow bolt back? It's undamaged.
Ooh. I will take it back.
There you go.
Ooh, that's got to hurt the pride. Yeah.
Please have a seat. Talk to us for a while.
Nicholas, what have you been up to, buddy?
Well, I have been on... quite a quest, quite an adventure to, as we spoke when I last saw you, to kill my wizard. And of course, my wizard is that wizard over there, that wizard that I'm looking in the eyes and he's refusing
where?
To... No, it's you, Usador.
What? Why? Oh, right.
I refuse to go into it again, but it is a good reason. I've been traveling, I've been getting my skills up, but also I've been fighting with time. I've only been getting older. I spent so long in that cursed place. In that cursed, cursed place.
Yeah. Oh, right. You were falling.
Falling. Waiting in line.
I forgot.
Filling out a W-2 that just would never end. Ugh. You know, the curse you put me under.
Sure. Well, it was an accident. I apologized. That's usually the end of it.
You're not even looking at me when you say that. Your eye went up and around to the room.
Sorry.
I don't even think you mean it.
I'm very busy today. I have to record this podcast. I just came in with a lament about the state of the world and my role in helping to fight evil in all its forms and, having some... I'm having some epiphanies here, Nicholas. You know, it's a time to mix things up. It's time for former friends to become enemies and enemies to become friends. Nicholas, I ask you this. Will you join mine quest?
Your quest?
Yes, though you saw me once as a bitter enemy. I ask you to raise your crossbow faster than you were earlier and point it at our enemies, our joint enemies.
Fuck yeah.
For you think I am a threat to this world? There are other wizards, terrible wizards, who are doing nothing but grabbing land, forcing people into service as their armies, and they are causing destruction and hatred, and they shall turn on each other, and a war shall break out, and blood shall roll like the kind that thou hast ne'er seen. And I assure you, if you join me in this quest, great glory and wonder shall be spoken when people think of the name Nicholas Fump.
You know, see, if it were me, I would have killed him during that speech, because he's always so distracted when he's going on like that.
And he does this thing where he walks away just so he can come back, and he puts on glasses just so he can kind of take them off dramatically. There's so many opportunities.
Yeah, and he did sort of like present his chest, open chest. He kind of hit it a couple of times. I had the window, but I did not want to slay Usador before informing him that it will not be the first wizard that I have slain.
What?
Yes, as I've been on my quest, becoming ever more powerful, I have been getting my skills right to take down a wizard by way of slaying all the wizards that I have come into contact with, which is two.
Two?
That's actually quite a lot in our world.
Look at all these balloons.
And what a way to celebrate.
Whoa. Another cantrip that I have concocted in my travels.
When he holds up two with his fingers, balloons shoot out of his body. That's a spell.
Wow.
You should learn that one.
I'll try. Look, I don't know if you accidentally killed a sorcerer or a mage or a necromancer or something, but the odds of you actually having killed a wizard are pretty slim.
Well, it was fairly recently, after the calamitic event that caused wizards to become more mortal. It actually happened at the exact same time as I was in combat with Grabgar the Dumbass.
Oh.
And I slain Grabgar right then and there.
Arnie, I don't think we've ever told you about Grabgar, but easily one of the most embarrassing wizards.
Oh. Wow, that's saying something.
Grabgar the Forest Green?
Grabgar the Forest Green, Grabgar the Dumbass.
He had an opportunity to give his color. He led with Dumbass.
Yeah, he wasn't really representing well, so, you know. Okay, fine. Grabgar, you got him. Good job. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back, and we'll hear about this other wizard you killed.
Right there, you could have shot him again.
No, right there. No, I gotta lock the bow.
He lasts for so long.
Arnie, cock my bow.
Ooh, yikes. Wait till after the break, please. So that was one wizard you killed.
Yes.
Who, dare I say, who was the second wizard?
Well, it seemed after Grabgar, I first had to take stock of what had just happened to actually kill a wizard. Especially after my failed attempt at Usador, I didn't know what was happening. Yeah. But I didn't have time to think, because soon after my slime ball choked Grabgar.
Yeah. And slime balls are still your main weapon of choice, those in crossbows?
Well, it's mostly slime balls, yes. That is the most corporeal thing that I can do that is useful now. I do have these healing bracers from Lily Bellwether of the clerics.
Uh-huh.
And I learned to shift the stars from Amanda.
Just Amanda.
Okay.
We all know Amanda.
We all know Amanda.
Amanda the star shifter, but she goes by Amanda.
You learned to shift, like, the stars in the sky?
Yes.
That's impressive, although I can't imagine that it's particularly useful.
That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
It took about 6 months.
But you learned.
Yes. I am all... It's important to keep up your hobbies.
Yeah.
In fact...
That's so great for you, Frickless.
Oh. My. Slime to the chest. Slime to the feet. Slime. My name is Nicholas Xavier Fump.
Xavier?
Ooh. Yes, Xavier, and you best remember it, because as I was saying...
So sorry.
I didn't have time to think, because I don't know if y'all know Grabgar. He kind of gets down, and at the time, he had been seeing Trixie of the Mist.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Trixie the Lavender of the Mist. One thing led to another, and I slimed, balled...
Come on.
You know, I did the...
We talking back shots?
I regret... This is my thing. In this one moment, I do truly regret that this is kind of my go-to thing.
This is why a lot of people don't use slime balls.
Yeah, you know, I have to wonder, like, how long can you be working with slime balls as your main weapon before you're like, hold on, what the fuck am I doing? Why
here's the thing. Up until this point, they have yet to fail. I killed two wizards with
that
them.
That is true.
Back
that
to
is
back,
true.
My dude.
That's true. That's
look at these balloons.
Every time you say something is two, and you put your two fingers up. You know, that reminds me, has anyone else noticed this lately? Yeah. Whenever I'm like walking around and I like give someone a thumbs up, I think about giving a thumbs up.
Huh?
Like, give a thumbs up and then you're like, huh, I'm thinking about giving a thumbs up.
Is that helpful?
It's not helpful. I don't know. I hate it, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you trying to communicate that your body acts before your brain tells it to act?
I mean, yes, we all know that.
Ow! Don't kick me.
I'm going to kick you.
Whoa, you kicked him really hard. You didn't think about that at all?
No.
Nicholas, you were saying something about, I don't know.
Trixie of the Mist.
Yes. Right.
Trixie
right,
the right, Lavender. Right.
And she's your new girlfriend?
No. She has been slimed to death.
Wow.
I'm right back where I started about.
It sounds
hearing.
Bad.
No,
it
I
sounds
know.
Bad.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I feel like I want to high five you, but that's not right.
No.
Well, this is a despicable act. You're a villain. How dare! I take that back. You're our friend, Arnie, right?
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas. We should tell you if you feel like you're tipping into being a villain. It seems like. All throughout Foon, villains are mysteriously disappearing.
What? No trace, just disappearing into the air. So if you cast yourself against a villain, against a well-beloved and well-known hero, such as Usador the Blue, you may just disappear.
And I know this sounds like the kind of bullshit thing that we would say to you to make you not try to kill Usador.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is actually true. The villains are disappearing.
Wait, but maybe that's when I... encountered my third wizard, the because I was feeling pretty like hot stuff. Yeah, two wizards, sure. One day, kidding me?
Yeah. That was all one day?
That was within a half hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I hate to ask, you definitely killed him?
Well, I checked the vitals, just like I checked Usador before, and that they were not breathing. And so I waited. Here's the thing. I waited around their corpses for a good 5 hours just to make sure that they weren't planning some kind of revival, wizardry stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
And they didn't. So I took two W's that day.
Yeah. And I've got to ask, you can slime two people in a half hour's time?
Well, yes. I stay hydrated. I make sure that when I'm going into battle, have a good meal. And it's kind of
I'm
no
just
biggie.
Gonna say, I'm impressed by the refractory period on those slime balls.
You know, I
was it less slime the second time?
Yeah. Sure. I'm a man.
Well, if Nicholas checked them and Nicholas checks me, I'll raise Nicholas 500 gold.
Whoa.
Okay. But
where are my cards?
You're saying the villains are disappearing. What greater force is threatening the villains of Foon?
I mean, we don't know. Like, the villains don't seem to know. But think about it. When's the last time you saw a villain? And I'm not just talking about, like, dicks or, like, bad kings. I mean, just, like, full-on villains. When's the last villain you saw?
There was Dragon Tooth, in the mines, but that was before the curse. So at this point, that was 202 years ago.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Whoa.
Well, we've been able to confirm that Dr. Cold disappeared. We've also been able to confirm that no one has seen a hide nor hair of Wheelbear for a while. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chunt, I'm so sorry. Wheelbear became a villain.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he used to be a guard, and now he turned to villainy.
What about right. Cockroach Clown?
I think they were partners, yeah.
Oh, no.
Villain partners.
What makes a Cockroach Clown turn to villainy?
Insanity.
And they've already got everything going for them.
Yeah.
That's a good line of work if you can get it.
So I beg of you, I shan't refer to you as mine enemy nor mine nemesis nor a villain because I don't want you to disappear, Nicholas Fump.
Could this be compassion coming from Usador the Blue? What is in it for you if I disappear or not? That'd be one less person trying to crossbow your eye and slime your wrists.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Villain?
Wait, whoa.
No, you make a good point. Why shouldn't I take you off the board?
But here's an interesting question.
Okay, yeah, let's think about this.
Oh,
let's break it
I
down.
Like those.
How do we decide who's the inciting incident that causes someone to become either villain or victim?
Yeah.
Oh,
If I were to try to hurt Usador to kill him, am I merely just exacting a righteous revenge?
Oh.
For someone that trapped me in a mental prison?
Right.
Yeah.
But from your point of view, my callous indifference about having accidentally done this to you would cast me as the villain.
But it was not an accident. You looked at me, you cursed me. It was indifference, yes, but not an accident. It was on purpose.
Oh, I was probably trying to, like, give you a little hat or something.
Aww.
I was probably just trying to, like, conjure a little hat for you to wear on your head during the orgy, but we don't need to get back into that
to go back into it.
I'm sure it was an accident. I mean, you can ask Arnie, you can ask Chunt. What, I cast accidental things all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. So often you'll turn, like, my arms to chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Or my legs to chocolate.
You're welcome.
Or
a lot of chocolate stuff.
Yeah, the table to chocolate or Arnie's laptop to chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Or, now I'm seeing it. Your tail is chocolate.
Oh,
right
whoops.
Now.
Yeah, you sir, do you mind?
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Aeroth Trollol Kalal.
Oh, you just, okay, you made it ice cream. All right.
Okay, that's better, right?
It's wetter.
Wetter.
Wetter is better.
Let me try finkadinkadinkabinkadinkadoo.
Whoa, my tail turned into a smaller Chunt.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Whoa, I'm almost like Nicholas. We're gonna do this.
Yeah, we got this. We gotta kill him.
Yeah, we're gonna kill him. Remember when Nicholas did that? Remember?
Wait, what? Oh,
I'm doing it right now. I've got my own aside going on.
He was pumping himself up.
Let me try this one. Badris Talus Returnus.
Aw, you fixed it.
I should do that more often. Real clean cut, real clear.
Yeah, when the spell sounds like the words that you're trying to convey,
right.
I feel like that's usually when the spells are best.
Okay.
But when they're like, hinky dinky, rinky dinky, like, I feel like that's when it's a lot of chocolate.
Yeah, those are the worst ones. And then the second worst ones are like the Roth ones.
Okay, so everyone has notes now. Nicholas, do you have some notes?
Now I'm seeing you've cast three spells, like rapid fire. I kind of need, I need more scrolls because I want to be able to cast more.
Oh, so you need, I see that you need components to cast your spells.
There's nothing wrong with that. What components do you need? We got a lot of stuff in the tavern. What do you need?
Yeah, there's lots of components around. Go nuts.
I need a bottle of fresh liqueur.
Okay, we got
that. I need a secret that has never been spoken to a friend before.
Okay.
Ani, Chunt, do we have any secrets left?
We told each other everything, right?
Oh, boy.
Sometimes when Usador turns my genitals to chocolate, I eat them.
I mean, that's not really a secret. Like, you maybe have never spoken it, but we know.
We knew.
Oh, why did you guys say anything?
I mean, why? Why would we? I don't want to talk about it.
Why would we bring that up?
Yeah. Okay.
Good enough.
Good enough.
I'll take that. I'll take that. And
here's a bottle of liqueur from behind the bar.
Yes. And then the latent dreams of a scorned warlock. Okay.
How often are your ingredients just things you can provide yourself? Like,
that's handy.
Well, I'm all at it. I've told myself all my secrets.
Sure.
So I can.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't use components a lot, but I tend to use the ones that need wizard milk.
The deadly ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, well, just because I can provide it, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to, like...
No follow-up questions?
No. I'd rather talk about Jun's chocolate penis.
I mean, honestly, my chocolate penis would go really well with some wizard milk.
You got your penis and my nibbles.
You got my nibbles and your penis.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, now in our 10th year. Oh, looks like that bottle's really... There's something going on in there. Your spell is cooking?
It burns with malice and light. And I open it, and I drink it.
Whoa.
And I spit it all over the ground. And now, Usador.
That's rude.
You may find it very, 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 very hard to move.
Oh, like through the space you spit on?
Yes.
Well, don't walk around it, Usador.
Walk
Come
around
on,
it.
Come on, man. Play along.
What the hell? What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell? That was the other six months.
It takes me a little longer to get to the bar, but it's not too bad.
Oh, but wait. Nicholas, look, my foot. Oh, no, I can't move my foot.
No,
so
no.
So
it wasn't
good.
For you, Chunt. You weren't supposed to even be in this. This is, now you're going to be stuck there for a fortnight.
Oh, shit.
So wait, and we're not going to be able to clean this, right? Because if we try to clean it.
No, cleaning it makes it worse. Cleaning it makes it spread. I thought I was going to have him.
Yeah.
Do you want anything from the bar, Nicholas? Drink, snack?
A bat beer, please.
A bat beer. Arnie, you need anything?
I'll have a Robin beer.
Robin beer. Chunt?
Antidote?
Antidote. Okay, great.
Arnie, I put my right foot in and I can't take my right foot out.
Have you tried shaking it all about?
No.
No, don't do that. That's how you get it. Oh, he's
oh,
out.
Yeah.
He's out.
No, it's out. It's out.
Woo. Okay, a bat beer, a Robin beer, an antidote, and a nice frothy red ale for myself.
Okay.
Cheers to Nicholas with the new title, villain.
Yeah.
To villains.
To a new villain, replacing the ranks of those who've disappeared. So,
to chasing
unceremoniously.
Your dreams.
Chasing, I'll choose to chase my dreams. But I wanted to talk to you, Usador.
Yeah,
I
wanted to talk to you too. I wanted
to talk to both of you.
Shut up, Arnie. This whole bullshit about trying to kill me. Let's be honest. You're never going to do it. You can't do it. I'm too powerful. I'm too smart. I'm too clever. You spit a circle on the ground. I walked around it. I mean, that was just walking. I didn't have to use magic. So
I would argue that walking is magic, and
it's not easy.
Every breath is a gift.
So, Nicholas, I think you're a great guy. I'm really sorry about whatever happened before, but let's bury the hatchet, as they say. Let us now move forward together in harmony.
Hmm. And you're saying that you need people like me to mount an offensive against the imposing villain threat?
Yes, the wizards amass power, villains are disappearing, but who knows is causing that to happen? Perhaps one of the wizards themselves. And
So we're always looking for stalwart and determined people like yourself. You learned how to make the stars move.
Yes.
You didn't do it, but...
Well, no, I've been... Here's the thing. That's why I don't use it. I've been doing it this entire time.
Oh.
Yes. The Big Dipper is now over there, where it was over there.
Okay, whoa. Well, you're basically just fucking over a bunch of sailors by doing that. You know, they're going to be so confused.
I have heard of a lot of sailor deaths recently.
Oh, no, the sailors. I didn't think about the sailors.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been doing this all the time.
I
mean,
I feel like I've heard, this is all secondhand, but I've heard that the sailing industry has been devastated recently.
Oh, I thumped it up.
I've gotten a lot of ravens that said hundreds of boats have been crashing, and therefore a lot of people have been burning down lighthouses because they assume that's a problem. And then a lot of the vigilantes have been going after the people who have been burning down the lighthouses because they assume they're in the wrong.
Oh, fump. Oh, no, I just wanted to kill Usador. Oh.
You've killed thousands of people. Well done, dude.
Oh, no.
It's all right. This is what we call a domino effect. You know, sometimes you just cast a spell, turns your friend's arm into a piece of chocolate, and he just eats some delicious chocolate till his arm grows back. Sometimes you cast a spell that has a terrible domino effect, which causes hundreds or if not thousands of people to die. It's happened to all of us.
Wait a minute,
you shouldn't
feel bad about it.
Hey, guys,
I need you to... Can we go in for a little bit of a huddle? I know we got beef, but I need to talk.
It's okay.
I need to ask you a real question.
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, the stars are kind of one thing, and they're like they're like really important, and I know moving them has kind of messed a lot of things up, but like the sun isn't important, right? People don't need the sun, right? If the sun started doing weird things too, that
the sun's pretty important.
No.
Yeah, the goddesses deemed it to be a source of life and nutrients for the plants, and its heat is what keeps us all alive. And fills our bodies with vitamin D, which they every time the goddesses said vitamin D, they like kind of giggled. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you've been like moving the sun to different places in the sky, that could explain some of the Foonian climate change that people have been complaining about lately.
Also, it explains why winter solstice seems to come earlier every year.
Oh, every year. You didn't steal my sunshine, did you?
No, I was trying to give you more sunshine, so I brought it closer. Because it's just, the sun is just a star. And then
wanted to be walking on sunshine.
Yes, like every day. Like,
you might as well be walking on the sun, Arnie. That's how hot it is. Or cold.
Okay, all right.
Hold on, Nicholas, give us a second.
Okay.
Walking on sunshine.
Look, the sun is a mass of incandescent gas.
That's not a song.
Fine. So you decided, here comes the sun. Do-do-do-do. And I say unto you, these powers are incredible. What if you learn to focus them, control them? Under the tutelage of none other than your former enemy, Usador the Blue.
If my head is spinning with all of the sailor lives that I must have claimed by complete total accident, but if I trained with you, the Usador.
Okay, if you're going to train with me, you have to stop cocking the crossbow. Like, you're still trying to load a crossbow bolt into there.
I'm keeping my options open. I'm keeping my heart.
All right, when that's fair.
You gesticulate, and I think curse is a coming. All right, so I can't be held responsible for the learned behaviors.
That's fair.
Right, I'm gonna put the crossbow down.
Okay,
but if I were to study with you, is there any world in which a villain who's killed thousands could become less of a villain? Because I feel like I'm on the chopping, I'm like on the cutting board for getting vanished.
Sure,
the fact that it hasn't happened yet. It's incredible.
Do you feel any regret in your heart?
Absolutely. You're the only person I wanted to kill, other than Grabgar and accidentally Trixie.
Yeah. Well, I think you're good then.
Oh, so Trixie was an accident, we're learning now.
Yes.
You're bragging a lot about killing two wizards.
Because it was still, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Sure.
Like, yeah.
Here's the thing. A true villain wants to cause chaos and destruction and death. You in your heart do not want to do that. You felt wronged by me, and that's fair, because I suppose I wronged you. whatever.
At least look at me when you say when you half apologize.
He was like reading a book while he said that to you.
If you have regret in your heart, you can't be a true villain. You can join the side of good. And if you want to study under my tutelage, then I shall teach you the ways of magic. And if you want, you don't have to do this second part. You could be called Kid Usador. There used to be a guy named Kid Usador. I don't know what happened to him. He's been missing for a while.
Maybe he grew up.
Maybe he grew up. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Keep track of my kids?
To study under my cursor? Is this the life that I've been claimed for myself? Is this... Now do I...
And excuse me for a second.
No,
thank you for huddling for this long.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, no problem.
It's been a long huddle. My arms are starting to hurt. I'm actually going to unhuddle.
And guys, don't reply to him. I think he's going to kind of talk to himself.
Yeah.
What have we fumped ourselves into this time?
Fumped is a verb?
You said don't listen
to
me.
You're the one who
don't listen to me.
Don't
listen to me. I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to do this, and I'll be right back.
Will you take this mic with you, though? Like, we won't hear it, but, like, it'll still go into the podcast.
Long XLR cable.
Do I fumble? Study under the man that I would one day kill?
What do you guys think he's talking about?
What are we
saying
out there? Yeah.
Do I fumble?
Do we have a guest this week?
If this XLR microphone is going into the mixer board on the table and they can hear everything that I'm saying.
I think he's saying something like, am I fumble?
Oh, you've got monitor on.
If I study under Usador, then I can learn Usador's tricks. And if I know Usador's tricks, then I will be prepared for his tricks. And if I prepare for his tricks, then one day I could still usurp him.
He was making a fist.
That's a good sign.
We kiss this fist.
Whoa. I say with this clenched fist, raised to the stars, that I am still moving. Oh, shit, don't put those back. That goes over there. Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, it just got so cold. It just got so cold.
Black hole sun.
Black hole sun. Use the door, I'm in.
Fix this.
Now I don't know what to say because everyone hates my spells so fucking much.
No, they're great. Your spells are great.
Here's a new one. Sasar, Sishai, Sishwushasa, Sasisasa, Sasrim, Sasa, Satal.
No, wait, I was wrong. Those are the worst kind.
Come on.
Thank you for undoing my mistakes, Usador.
Oh, no problem.
I am looking forward to studying with you.
And just think, just as the goddesses demanded that there be a champion for good and sent me here to Foon to take this humanoid form, I too shall impart to you the power that you need to meet your true purpose.
What kind of cadence are these classes going to take? Like, are you guys going to meet regularly?
Yeah, do I? It's not that I don't want to record with y'all every week, but it's like, sure. I don't need to.
No, we're not going to do this during the podcast.
None taken.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we can meet at my place up on the hill, in my little
hovel.
That's
you up on the hill?
Yeah, I reconstructed my hovel that I used to have in Hog's Face. I just have a new hovel here. If you want to go there on, like, Wednesday mornings before I turn into a goose, that might work.
I'm sorry, what?
On Wednesdays, I turn into a goose to entertain children. We talked about this.
Wait, I thought that was Tuesdays.
It was a swan. Nicholas, you got to pay attention.
If you're going to be a student, you got to pay attention.
Oh, sorry. No, you're right. I turn into a goose before I turn into a swan. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
No, I'm sorry. Wait. Well, the student has become the teacher.
It's just too hard of a shift to go straight into swan.
Yeah.
So I do goose first to kind of warm into it, and then I ease into swan from there.
And Nicholas, did you happen to bring like any sweat robes just for like when you're training and working out and everything?
Oh, I've got, I don't have robes, but I have some garbage liners that I have kind of fashioned into a robe that I then like tie around me.
Okay. So,
that's perfect.
Similar effect.
Yeah. This is going to be a montage forward training regimen. So think of doing things in small bursts and then doing them again and showing your progress accelerated over a shorter period of time, representing a longer period of time.
Absolutely. I do not do raw eggs, though. I could see where this is going. Okay. And I'm not
That's fine.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, that's fine. I love birds. So if you don't want to drink their eggs, that's fine. If you want to, we could also do it via correspondence. If you just draw this turtle and this pirate and then send that to me, I'll decide whether or not you qualify.
What were those words that were just strung together?
Here, I just have a picture of a turtle. There's a picture of a turtle and a picture of a pirate. If you can draw these, then you can get into Usador school.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think this is going to work out.
No. I just need to clarify.
That's fine.
I'm rooting for you, Nicholas. But as soon as you decided to become his student, you don't understand anything he's saying.
I'll break it down a little bit. But I'll get it back.
I'm sorry. What is confusing about this? We're going to train in a montage, which is a short amount of time that represents a large amount of time. You have to draw this turtle and this pirate, and I'll be a goose on Wednesday mornings until I'm a swan. What?
I think it makes sense.
I never realized that was a swan. I thought you were just a fucking ugly duckling.
How dare you?
Arnie! Arnie!
I was out of line.
And I shove Arnie into the circle of sprayed liquid. All right, buddy,
you're in there for a fortnight, my guy. You are in there for a fortnight, unless you decide to shake, in which that is how you break free. Man, my spells suck.
I think Arnie's stuck in there, so now we don't know how to end the show. This could go on for hours.
Well, let's just think about what Arnie typically does.
He would read an email. I don't have an email. Chunt, follow my lead.
Yes.
Dear Arnie, Usador, Chunt, and guest.
Yeah.
That is me.
I'm writing to you because I have a question about Nicholas Fump, the warlock.
How fortuitous.
Wow, that's just for me. Nicholas, when you kill Usador, Blue, as you definitely will, probably soon.
Yeah, I see that in the email. I see that.
How will you celebrate? Where will you go?
Love a different Arnie. Okay, and that's a real
email. Email.
P.S. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely from Earth. I'm an Earthling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love listening to the show. Butt ass donger.
From New Mexico. P.I.S.S.
Uh huh.
Piss. That's a real email. That's a real email.
That tracks.
Cool. And that was for Nicholas. That was for you. So if you don't mind answering,
You want to answer that question? How are you?
I was planning on going to the salt springs of Hordahein, but since I am not done with Usador yet, I will leave Hordahein for another day.
We should all go to the salt springs of Hordahein.
Yeah,
Chunt, do you want to go?
I want to go to the salt springs of Hordahein.
Why don't the three of us just go right now?
To the salt springs of Hordahein?
Exactly.
I would absolutely love to go to Hordahein.
Oh, wait, we're forgetting something. Arnie, did you want to go?
I'm stuck.
All right, let's go.
Guys, I'm still stuck down here. Anybody else in the tavern want to help me? No? Guess I'll take a nap.
Fixed in place with no choice but to listen to what happens in that cursed establishment? Welcome to my world. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Nicholas Fump, the Vengeful Warlock, was played by special guest Tyler Davis. Check out Tyler's original short films and other work on his Instagram page, @TylerADave. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus. The first episode of the Momo the Mouse spin-off, Hello from the Teeny Tavern, starring Aaron Keefe.
Hello from the Teeny Tavern. A sometimes released podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Momo the Mouse with human strength. If you've never listened to the show, here's everything you need to know. 10 years ago, my coworker, Arnie, fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. Luckily, he's still getting a Wi-Fi signal, so I can record this podcast in a little hole in the wall next to the table where Magic Tavern usually records. You know what this means? I successfully wore him down until he said, fine, whatever, and let me do my own podcast that is a celebration of all things teeny tiny. I pushed him a little too far, and he took a week off, so it has been 1 week since I have seen Arnie. I think he's upset with me, but I'll deal with that later. The first thing I want to do is introduce my co-host that might sound a little familiar to you. Chet, baby, show him who's boss.
Oh, yeah, tiny babies.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. And don't forget to sign up on the website instead of the Apple Patreon app to avoid any extra evil Apple fees. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Guys, I'm still stuck down here. Anybody else in the tavern want to help me? No? Guess I'll take a nap.
Hey, it's me, Big Rick. They never invite me over to the table, but I just wanted to say, Baba Booey.
I'm trying to sleep, Big Rick.
Hey, it's me, Stinky Frank. You mind if I pop a squat? Thanks, buddy.
Man, well, I can't believe we finally made it on here, Stinky.
Yeah, should we? I never thought we'd be on the podcast. This is fun.
Hey, come on over. We're doing it now.
Oh, hey, it's me, Tiny Tarantino.
This is gonna rule.
Quit looking at tiny feet.